5:35, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Home of the Kentucky Derby and Indy 500 this year. You'll be able to hear both beginning and end of May over most of this very same station. Time for a little food talk. Food Time is Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Heard every Sunday at this time, getting into all things edible. I'm going to tell you about some of the things that I cooked on TV this week, this past week, and what I've got planned for this coming Wednesday on my TV cooking segment. First up, though, I want to welcome into the show Christine Palumbo, registered dietitian from the Naperville area. I've been on the show with us many, many times. I loved your email, Christine, that you sent me last night telling me what you're having for dinner. I'm going to make that a requirement of all guests from now on, that before they can come on the show, they have to tell me what they're eating or what they're about to eat.
Well, and I just to let you know, the Greek meal that I showed you, I did not eat all of it. I ate half of it, maybe.
Oh, come on. There was nothing. I know those portions. Those aren't big portions.
And what you did not see was the slice of the good sesame bread, the Greek bread.
Yeah, but that'll get you every time.
Coincidentally, I had already planned to go to a Greek restaurant even before the invitation came. So I think it was, you know, we can look to the big guy above, and somehow this
meant
all came together.
Meant to be. So she sends me the text or the email saying that she's at the Greek islands in Lombard, which is fantastic. And that she's having grilled octopus, fantastic, as the entree, or was that the appetizer?
Oh, no, that was the, no, I got the entree portion.
The entree portion, fantastic. But you also had, what did you have, horta, which is steamed or boiled dandelions with olive oil and lemon on it. What else? You had another vegetable also, I think.
I think they called it biryani.
Oh, the biryani, yeah, with the...
They called it, I had to look it up actually on my phone, and it was described as Greek ratatouille.
Yeah, that's a good description of it. It's different vegetables and potatoes, all kind of baked together, really delicious. So that's nice. That's a really nice, healthy meal. But here's the irony of it all. While you're eating this incredibly healthy meal last night, I also was at dinner last night. It was my nephew's birthday, and I took my nephew and his wife and kids out for his birthday, and he wanted to go to Hackney's. And I haven't been to Hackney's in a million years, but I thought, oh, that's a good thing. You know, I haven't had a good burger in a long time.
Right.
I'm going to go to Hackney's, but I forgot when you go to Hackney's, you also have to have the onion ring brick, which is, you know, fantastic, deep-fried onion rings. That's like in the shape of a brick. I think I may have killed our dietitian by even saying that. You know, my nephew also chose to get some buffalo wings, and you know, there were fries. I, as healthy as you were eating at your meal, I was 100% the opposite way last night. I enjoyed it, and I felt so guilty when I got home. That I just is like, that was a major cheat day for me. I have to make up for it now for the next few days.
Well, so our diets or our dinners last night balanced each other out. How's that?
Yeah.
So on average, we ate healthy. What do you say?
Well, you did. I had iced tea with no sugar in it. So
After today, after the show is over, you can go for a jog. How's that?
Yeah, that's what.
Or go for a walk.
I'm gonna get on my new treadmill that I have in my house because I was too lazy to go outside. Didn't do all that when it was cold outside. But anyway, and it's all about balance, I guess, is part of my point here. I'm glad you had a wonderful meal last night, but you know, in my case, every once in a while, you're going to go off the tracks a little bit. You know, that's how it works, right?
Truth be told, everyone does. And, you know, that's a good segue. In January, the dietary guidelines were released, and we mentioned those the last time I was on back in January. But one of their new recommendations is for Americans to eat a diet that is 85% healthy and 15% you know, less healthy. I don't even like to call it cheat. You know, let's just say fun food. So 85% of your food choices in a day or in a week should be, you know, those better for you choices.
Yeah. Okay. So you do have a little bit of wiggle room, and
yes,
it's as you and I have been saying for years on this show, it's all about moderation, isn't it?
It's about really moderation. Yeah. And also common sense.
Yeah.
Also common sense. But, you know, people are, still concerned about, certain aspects of their diet. COVID is still around, so people are looking to boost their immunity. Some people are looking to whittle down their waistline now that we are in the middle of April and, you know, the weather is getting better. And some people are electing to reduce the number, the amount of unhealthy carbohydrate-rich foods in their diet.
Right. That's kind of what I wanted to focus on a little bit today, because that's what I have actually been trying to do, is to really watch my carbs. Certainly the refined carbs and sugars, that's for sure. You know, a lot of people are going on the keto diet, K-E-T-O mm-hmm. diet, which is mm-hmm. very low, if not no carbs, super high protein. How safe is that for somebody to go low carb, no carb?
Short term, it's fine. Long term, we don't know. However, there are not a lot of people who are able to sustain the keto diet long term. But let's, if we can, let's just even backtrack, because some people may not know exactly what this is, other than quote low carb, you know, extremely low carb. So it's a very low carb, very high fat diet, and it puts the body into a state of ketosis. So we're talking fewer than 35 grams of carbohydrate. And at that point, your body runs out of glucose to use for fuel, and then you start breaking down stored fat into molecules called ketone bodies. And then over time, that can lead to weight loss. So what this means is avoiding grains, pasta, bread, beans, sugar, and other sweeteners, starchy vegetables, and nearly all fruit. So what is allowed, avocados, very small amounts of berries, but then, of course, meat, full-fat dairy, eggs, leafy green vegetables, nuts, seeds, and oils.
Yeah, in other words, it's basically all protein, right?
Well, protein and fat. And
yeah,
fat and
right.
a little bit of carb that you're finding in
the berries,
in the veggies.
Yeah. Right. So what kind of you say short term you'll lose some weight with that? It's not something that most people can maintain on the long term. So it really is just somebody does it, it's just a quick fix. It's not really a sustainable diet, right?
Well, correct. Ketosis actually is known for some, shall we say, unpleasant side effects, fatigue, bad breath, nausea, vomiting, and constipation. But what some people do is they use this to jumpstart their weight loss. But the key thing is that when you go on a weight loss diet, the key word is change. You need to change your diet, change your lifestyle. What some people think is they're going to go on this diet, lose the weight, and then go on their merry way and go back, you know, gradually go back to their usual habits. And if you don't change, what is going to happen? The weight is going to come creeping back up.
Right, which is what happens with most people. Let me also ask you about this low carb or no carb or keto. You know, if people are eating more protein and more fat, what kind of an effect does that have on their heart? On you know, other aspects of their health for which they should be concerned mm-hmm. of keeping cholesterol down, et cetera. It's got to work in the opposite way, right?
Well, you know, we're still getting the research in. Although low carb diets have been around seemingly forever, decades and decades, the research is coming out now. But, and this is going to be surprising possibly to you, but there is a growing body of evidence that maybe not 35 grams of carbs, but just reducing those simple carbs in your diet is actually better for you from a metabolic point of view. So if you are cutting back on the fast carbs, the sugars, the white flour foods, the mashed potatoes, you're going to actually reduce the amount of insulin in your bloodstream, which can help reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes and obesity. Eating too many carbs can increase the risk of heart disease by raising blood levels of triglycerides and those small LDL particles. So it may actually, again, cutting back carbs on a moderate level can actually reduce your risk of heart disease, and it can actually help you lose weight. I saw a study that came out in August of 2020, and it found that weight loss due to a low-carb, higher-fat diet, and this was in older adults who were obese, may improve metabolic health. They lost weight in their abdominal cavity, and that might reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So, okay.
Well, there's that. There's that. So you want to know what I've been cooking on TV?
Yes.
I don't always make it super healthy because, you know, people, the most, this has been the case on this radio food show. And, and now that I'm doing cooking on TV, it's the case on TV as well. Usually the more unhealthy the food, the mm-hmm. more popular the topic. The more requests I get for recipes, if I do something super healthy, people are like, where's the Velveeta? That's they want like stuff like that.
And that's why traditionally the women's magazines you see at the checkout at the grocery store, it'll say, you know, lose weight, but then they've got these pictures of these luscious cakes and cupcakes and stuff like that,
right? Yeah, because that's what people want. give the people what they want. So last week I made some sort of, I was calling them hand pies, little mini pies. I took some ground beef and some mushrooms and sauteed it and sauteed some caramelized onions, salt and pepper, of course, in it. And I set that, strained all the fat out of it and set it aside. And then I took some puffed pastry, laid it out on the counter. And I took a couple of spoonfuls of this beef, mushroom, and onion mixture, put it in the puff pastry, it folded it over, you know, made it like a nice little hand, like a little pie that you could hold in your hand. Put it in the oven for, I think it was about 10, 15 minutes, 425 degrees, with an egg wash on it. They were delicious. They were little fantastic, like little meat pies. So I made that last week. How many rules did I break nutritionally by doing that?
You know, the only ingredient that concerns me is the puff pastry because it gets puffy from the layers of fat in the pastry. But I love the very lean ground beef. I love the mushrooms. I love the onions that you mentioned. Onions are one of those foods that are really inexpensive, and they're just routine. They're mundane, but they have a lot of health benefits. They contain a component called quercetin that's good for our heart and just good for us generally. And something that you could do to perhaps make those a little healthier is to have a little bit more mushroom and a little less beef, because mushrooms are known to be very healthy, and mushrooms give foods that meaty flavor and that meaty texture.
Sure. I could have, I didn't, but I could have used some chopped portobello mushrooms in there to give it more of a little meaty flavor. Any alternatives with the puff pastry? Is there something else I could have used instead of the puff pastry?
There probably is, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know,
they sound wonderful.
Yeah. So maybe, I get a, like a maybe C+ on that? C+, B-?
No, that I would say I would give you a B+ or A-.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good. So this is, and the recipes, by the way, are on the TV website. The recipes in the video of me sloppily cooking it are at WGN TV.com/Dean's List. It's not, I'm not Martha Stewart when I cook these things. You know, number one, I'm doing it live, so I'm packing in a lot in 4 minutes. You know, and I've got the clock ticking, so I got to keep things moving on these little cooking segments that I do. But this is what I'm cooking this week, and this is inspired by recipes that are on TikTok. Have you been looking at any of the recipes, Christine, on TikTok?
No, I have not. Not yet, but you've inspired me to check them out.
Well, you got
to
check this out because there, there are some recipes on there that are kind of cool. One of them that maybe is the most popular one is this baked feta cheese with tomatoes and pasta.
It's I've heard about that.
Super easy.
Very popular.
Yeah, the recipe's on TikTok. It's super easy to make, and it sounds, if you're using the right kind of feta cheese, I think could be delicious. So there's another recipe on there that's called chaffles, and it's called chaffles because it takes chaffles is derived from the word cheese and the word waffles, except it's made out of shredded mozzarella cheese and eggs. There is no batter in it at all. So so you know the shredded mozzarella and egg. It's about a half of a cup of the mozzarella to one egg. You mix it all up, and you put it on your waffle iron, and it comes out and tastes just like a waffle.
And then do you eat it just like that, or do you put that on top of something?
Well,
like
you can. I started experimenting with it last night because I'm going to do it on TV this coming Wednesday, and I did it just like a breakfast waffle. I put some low sugar syrup on it, and I couldn't even tell. If somebody would have told me that that's not a traditional waffle, I would have never known. But I am also going to experiment by making it like a pizza. I'm going to put some pizza sauce in it and some, you know, to make it some Parmesan to make it like a little pizza. I'm going to experiment by putting some pieces of jalapeno pepper in it to spice it up a little bit. I'm going to put some dill pickle, you know, the dill pickle slices. I'm going to incorporate that into it. You start with the basic cheese and cheese and egg, and then you can modify it any way that you want.
Well, you know, what I like about the recipe, well, two things. One is that the ingredients are readily available to anyone, pretty much anyone. It's inexpensive. And then it's versatile, so you can add these various options that you mentioned. And really, it sounds like it's the sky's the limit. So that's going to be something. You know, the egg, of course, is very healthy, high in protein, high in the yolk in particular has antioxidants in it. It's got iron. It's got an antioxidant. And then your cheese, of course, has calcium. It's got potassium. So you've got, and protein, of course. So you've got a nice base, and then you can expand from there. Yeah. So, you know, what I would do is I would put that on top of maybe a slice of whole grain toast, whole wheat toast, or even some whole grain crackers. Because then you've got your whole grain, which includes fiber. Because you need a little fiber with that.
Okay. Well, I was gonna continue my experiments this week by making that mixture with the cheese and egg, and putting some almond flour in it. Almond flour, that would give me a little fiber, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And healthy fats coming from the nuts.
Because what I'm trying to accomplish here is I want to trick myself into thinking I'm eating real waffles. But without the carbs. I want to pretend like I'm eating real waffles, but without the carbs.
You could eat real waffles and throw a little bit of whole wheat flour in it and just not eat a huge portion of them.
That's crazy talk.
It saves you a lot of work.
That's crazy talk right there. Not have a big plate full of them? How long have you known me?
Too long. No, I'm joking.
So I'm going to do that. This coming Wednesday, I'm going to do my chaffles. Inspired by TikTok.
Excellent.
By what the kids are cooking on TikTok.
What time should we tune in?
Well, it's usually about 9:30, 9:30, 9:35-ish, somewhere there on on the WGN TV. So what's going on in your world? What are you working on? And what can people, you know, go to your website and learn about what you always have new and interesting things going on?
You know, I'm doing a lot of webinars, Dean. I'm doing webinars on a variety of topics. I just did one last week on vitamin supplementation. You know, like what do you need to take and do you need to take vitamins? And I've got something coming up this week for a group of realtors in North or South Carolina. And how can real estate agents and realtors, how can they get through their day with a maximum amount of energy and still eat healthy? Yeah. So
well, that would be helpful for anybody who's, you know, working crazy schedules and now working, 20 hours a day from home.
Correct. And, continuing to write articles for my blog. I'm going to be working on something this week on alcohol consumption. continuing to enjoy, trying to live a healthy lifestyle the best I can and, getting outside and socializing with the neighbors.
Yeah. Well, there's always good information. How can we access it? What's the best way to get a hold of it all?
Yeah. So I have a website. It is ChristinePalumbo.com. And you can actually access my social media through the website. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I am on LinkedIn, and I'm on Pinterest.
And soon to be on TikTok.
I have to think about this.
Soon to be on TikTok with all the rest of us kids. Registered dietitian Christine Palumbo, always nice to talk to you. Have a great Sunday, Christine. Thank you.
You too, Dean, and thanks for having me.